10-minute speaker is Tom Jay from San Diego.
Tom, alcoholic. I can't believe I'm not up here to collect another newcomer chip. I have a great collection of them. What I'd like to talk about is my struggles to reach the point of fully conceding to my innermost self that I am an alcoholic. My drunkalogue is similar to everybody else's. If there's anything a little unusual, is that I really went off the deep end at 48 years old. I'm 58 now. It was 10 years ago. I had retired. What happened in those 10 years is the typical journey that most of us take. Let's fast forward to August of 2014. At that time, I was homeless, unemployed, broke, and had destroyed every relationship that meant anything to me in my life. I hadn't kept the same phone number for more than a few months at a time. There was absolutely no stability in my life. I was living at the St. Vincent's homeless shelter here downtown. I kept trying to come up with a plan. I always had a plan to get out of the situation I had found myself in. If I can get a job, if I can put some money in my pocket, everything will be okay. That happened time and time again. No matter what happened, I drank. And I woke up at some point, somewhere, broke, and nowhere to go. August of 2014, I had drank myself out of the St. Vincent shelter and couldn't face the thought of spending another night on the street. I had heard that if you call up and say you're going to commit suicide, they'll take you to a hospital. So that's what I did. What I didn't know was that they send the cops to come get you. That was a surprise. Like, what are you guys doing here? But that put me on a journey to where I'm at today, and it's been a bumpy road. I spent a few days at a place called CMH lying about wanting to commit suicide because I didn't want to go on the street. I ended up at a place called the Hari Barreto Crisis House. Once again, I had a plan. All I need is a job. But to get that job, still sitting at the St. Vincent's shelter is a plastic bag with some really gnarly clothes in it. And all that mattered to me when I got to that crisis house was getting that bag of clothes, because my entire plan depended on that in my delusional mind. And I went off on the staff at the crisis house because they wouldn't let me go get that. And I couldn't understand why they were preventing me from building this wonderful life that this new plan I had was gonna give me. One of the most rewarding things I get to do now is an H&I commitment at that crisis house. And I walk away from that every time I do it, having a hard time understanding that I have the state of mind that I have today. And that's a result of working hard on these steps. But when I left that crisis house and went to a program called Pathfinders, I figured, well, this will give me a little resting time to put that new plan together. I was so grateful walking up the steps to get into that house. It's a great place. 2 weeks later, I had a list of everything that was wrong with the Pathfinders. They were getting in the way of the plan I had to put together this great life. And 5 months into that program, I went out and got drunk. I spent a lot of time thinking about what's wrong with that program, and absolutely no time thinking about what was wrong with me. The first step was completely out of my mind. I read about Fred in the Big Book. I can identify a lot with him. Even though I was homeless, unemployed, broke, living in a recovering home, something inside of me was saying, I'm really not that bad off. I've heard Joey say a few times, full flight from reality. I'm outright mental defective, and that's me. By some miracle, the morning I came out of that one-night drunk that got me thrown out of the recovery home, I ended up with a place to live, a job, keys to a couple of vehicles. Don't ask me how it happened. Somebody had some faith in me, and they were crazy. But now I've got a foundation to carry out this plan. Really, all I needed were those three things: a vehicle, a job, and a place to sleep. A month later, I was drunk again. And my mind was still telling me, when I was at a meeting, that I'm really not that bad as all of you people. I don't know where that came from, but it wouldn't go away. A month later, I was drunk again. My plan would not work. I couldn't keep a dollar in my pocket. I couldn't meet any commitment that I had made. It was absolutely impossible for me. But something happened that last drunk where I got a glimpse of myself, my behavior, the situation I had put myself in, and I sort of drugged some people that are great friends of mine into it with me. And a little bit of a light bulb went on. I'm starting to feel that was the beginning of a spiritual awakening. I got a glimpse of who and what I really am. From that point, I've diligently worked through these steps. I've written a number of fourth steps. I'm afraid to miss anything. Every time I do it, I find something out new. I get a little better idea about what I can do to improve myself, what I can do to better be a part of this world and a productive part of society. Today, right now, I've got a comfortable home. I've got a car that's registered in my name and it's insured. I've got a bank account that's never been overdrawn. I've got a job. I've got a little business on the side. But more than anything else, what this program has given me is the courage to face who and what I really am. And that's coupled with a sincere desire to become what I might be. Thank you.